Was studying math different at each stage of school, from elementary to graduate school?
Studying math, this kind of overlaps with an earlier question I think you asked. In elementary school, and even in K-7, the first year of high school, I found math pretty boring, and I now realize why. The questions were, and I was talking from today, looking back, they were so boring. They drove me nuts. Only once mathematics became a little more complicated and more proof-oriented, that is kind of when I woke up and became interested in math. So that's really the transition. Most distinctly, I would say, the distinction came in K-9 more than any other year. And it has forever been that way.
And what it was like to study math in graduate school?
In graduate school, this was a continuation of what I was doing in high school, except the level immediately increased in complexity. It did not bother me at all. I was pleased. And I knew I was going to do well. It sounds a little bit arrogant, but once you get pretty high in the mathematical Olympiad, as a lazy bum as I was, I'm sorry to say, I ought to be embarrassed. But with hindsight, I'm a mixture of embarrassed and pride. Shameful me. But anyway, I realized I was going to do well, and I did, without trying too hard. But I really enjoyed the mathematics. And I was expecting, based on my experience at an Olympiad and a mathematics problem solver, I was expecting to go like in number theory or combinatorics. And one time during my second year, I started to take a logic course that immediately caught my attention, because this is really the foundations even of mathematics itself. That is what I have been pursuing ever since.